people have expressed all kinds of desires to see you maybe on my television show, to see your photographs, but the first thing we're going to do is bring you to them with your own story from your own lips about the incident where you were sexually abused by a spacewoman. Is that right?
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Now, Mr. Dalton, would you describe the incident for us, please?
Well, I have a small farm in Kent, Indiana, and we'd been having flying saucers in that area on and off, and we had one recently. Well, we saw nobody, we just saw the saucer.
Mm-hmm.
But I was walking through the farm this afternoon after lunch, and suddenly someone jumped me from behind and threw me to the ground, and I thought it was a man at first. I didn't know who it was. We don't have robberies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we wrestled around there, and then I knew that it wasn't a man. This was a very, very pretty girl.
A very pretty girl?
Yes, she was a very pretty girl. And, well, she did a lot of things to me that was kind of surprising.
Well, now, Mr. Dalton, I understand, according to the news account that we first got, that she actually ripped off your bib overalls. Ripped them off.
Yes, she did. That's why I thought it was a man. She had long blonde hair, and of course, you can't tell much difference now. The men have a lot of men wearing their hair long, but it was over her face, and I couldn't tell very much. No, but she ripped my clothes. She did that.
What?
And, well, the first time I kind of fought back. But then when I saw what it was all about, I just kind of relaxed. I just enjoyed it. Frankly, I didn't mind it at all.
Were you frightened, Mr. Dalton?
Well, I was the first time, yes, I was frightened.
You're a bachelor, aren't you?
Well, yes, I never did get married. I'm 58.
Well, Mr. Dalton, had you had any, I want to put this delicately, you understand, had you ever had previous experiences in conjugal relations or intercourse before?
Well, yes.
You had?
Yes, though.
Oh, then this was not a novel experience to you.
Well, yes, it was. I never had anybody, well, sort of, you know, take the initiative.
Well put. Well, now, Mr. Dalton, did this woman, I want to be delicate, sir.
Yes.
But did this woman commit any bizarre acts with you, or did she just do what the missionaries tell us is the way God has us populate his earth?
Well, no, I'd like to tell you, but I never did hear anything quite like this. I heard things, down.
Easy now, Mr. Dalton, easy.
Yeah, but it was quite different, yes.
Oh, quite different?
Well, it was kind of a mixture of all those stories
Oh, all right, I tell you what, Mr. Dalton, I don't want to pursue that tack any further. Now, Mr. Dalton, has this alarmed the other farmhands and people, sharecroppers and others who work in that Kent, Indiana area?
Well, a lot of the women were worried about it, and the mayor was worried. They weren't sure that these kind of people knew who was a man and who was a woman.
Well, Mr. Dalton, now I want your personal word, sir. We've tried to authenticate this story in every way possible. We've done the best we can. We've spoken to the commander of the National Guard that is supposed to be evacuating Kent, Indiana. We've talked to the FBI. We've done everything but go.
Got in touch with the CIA, I know that.
Well, yes, sir. Well, we're trying to get in touch with the CIA, but I want to ask you, Mr. Dalton, on your word, as a man of honor, as a Christian, as a son of the soil, did this really happen?
Yes. Yes, it did. And I was not drinking or anything like that. It just happened. And it's been the high point of my life, I'll tell you that.
Well, you would swear that it did happen. Would you swear on the Farmer's Almanac?
Oh, yes, indeed.
All right. Now, did this have any bad after effects, Mr. Dalton?
Well, it sure ruined my new old corn.
It ruined your new...
I was counting on Internet, bro, and this year's 4-H contest.
It ruined a whole row of corn?
Yes, I had it all set for for the contents of the 4-H this year.
Well, you two must have really beat up that cornfield.
Well, what I say, you know, I was not the one that started this thing. And I wasn't going to give up. You know, I'm no coward. And I'm a strong man, you know. I've been farming that soil for quite some time. I've been digging in, and I'm all right.
Well, Mr. Dalton, I understand that your reputation in those parts, you were going to try to beat this, what's your name, Emma or somebody or other this year?
Oh, I forgot, Philip, and you know Emma, don't you?
No, I don't, sir. Who is Emma?
Well, she's been around these parts for quite a spell. She's been a winner of some kind just about every year. I guess that goes back to 44.
What?
She's been winning prizes at the county fair or something or other.
What'd she win last year?
I don't know what she won, but she's been a winner. You got me there. I wanted to beat her this year.
Well, Fred, now tell...
No, nothing to sell, Fred. Now, just, I got more out of this than just winning the prize, I'll tell you that.
Well, Fred, I want to tell you, sir, do you hope that you see this space woman again?
Yes, I do. I've been going out there just about every day, you know, looking around, and it's happening in the daytime, and I've been out there in the daytime and nighttime, I just want to keep ahead of, just keep anything, and, because I'm disappointed about not being able to compete with Emma. Like last year, for example, she beat Abner Little last year by... She hold up 12 rows of corn in 20 minutes. Emma did.
She did?
Fair. 12 rows.
Well, that's amazing.
Well...
Now, Fred, if this space woman should continue to make visits to you, you'll lose a lot of your strength, won't you? You won't be able to compete.
Well, just about no my strength there. Just, she just ruined my bowl of corn, and I haven't lost any strength at all. I've just got more desire. Him and I've been rivals for a long time.
Oh, by the way now, Fred, what do you plan to do now?
Well, I'm going to write a book.
You're going to write a book?
I'm going to write a book.
About your experiences with the space woman?
Well, you'd be surprised all the things that's been happening. Coming over there, and mothers, of course, keep the kids away from my place. I've been selling some of the dirt. You'd be surprised. The old guys, they want some of the dirt right from, the field.
Selling some of the dirt from the field where you were accosted?
Little jars, little glass jelly jars. And it's kind of like clay, and they buy it. They just have a souvenir.
Well, Fred, I don't want to be too personal, sir, but I have your photograph here, and you're not... Now, you'll forgive me, because I'm not myself a model of pulchritude, as we city people say.
Yes.
But, Fred, you are hardly the most handsome man I've ever seen. In fact, to be really honest with you, sir, now, please don't take offense. You're sort of ugly. That is, you're old and wrinkled and weather-beaten. Why do you suppose a magnificent creature like this would assault you?
Well, that's a good question, the way you put it. I may not look handsome, but I'm still a real man, and ever since I turned 50, I've gotten more out of life, if you know what I mean, than I ever did before 50. I don't think there's such a thing as growing old in that department. Yeah. I think you just keep getting better, man. I think quality-wise, it's just like growing stuff on the farm, you know. One crop is better than the next crop, you know. You just improve.
That's
you don't get as many rows of corn.
That's in the cornfield department.
The row you do grow by, there's quality there.
I see, Fred. Now, look, is there any plans for a movie if you have a book?
Yes. Let's talk about a movie.
Who'd play the lead for the space woman?
Well, they're not sure yet. I understand it's a toss-up. In fact, Anne Margaret or Pam Hunter.
Fred, forgive me, please. It isn't that I in any way doubt your story, sir, but many people here have been calling this program and talking about you, and most of them have been skeptics and doubting Thomases, and all I can say, Fred, is if you, at the age of 58, were able to give this space woman what she was after here on the face of our Earth, I can only say salutes to you, Fred. You're a whale of a man.
Well, that's very sweet of you to say that.
Sweet of me, you say?
I say that's very nice of you to say that.
Oh, I see, Fred. Fred, I want to thank you so much. One last quick question.
Yes.
When this Emma that you were in competition with, what was the prize that she won? Is something here about she won some special prize?
Oh, yes. She was called the Hoer of the Year.
That's for this business of hoeing the cornfield?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And that was at the county fair?
12 rows in 20 minutes. And that's good hoeing.
That's mighty good hoeing.
Yeah.
Fred, there's nothing more I can add to this except that some of the people here at our studio, our broadcast studios, want to send out a group, a posse, you might call it, out to Kent, Indiana to help you. Would you mind?
That's all right, yes.
You wouldn't mind sharing your search for the space lady with these men?
Not at all. I'd be glad to, because there are a lot of people out there already, and I got a lot of mason jars of the dirt in case they be interested in a souvenir, something like that.
Fred, I want to thank you so very, very much. You've had everybody in the Bay Area listening. They're all uptight about this matter. Some of them are even hoping space women will come in this neck of the woods. Fred, would you hold your line, please, and good luck to you. Now, hold on.
Thank you,
Fred Dalton. You heard the incredible story from Fred Dalton's own lips of how he was abused, ravished, carnally molested by a woman from outer space. Which possibly may mail us one of these mason jars filled with dirt, and we can sprinkle it around the premises here. I don't know what it would do, but there's his story from Fred's own lips. There you have it, just as we dug it out. And I mean dug it out.